have returned. Where do we leave off? Oh, yes. We're fighting!
Iggy punching the shit out of Martin and is giving a badass speech.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, what does anybody else want to do? Y'all are free. Y'all are ready to fight. Kick some ass. Let's go. Tell me what you want to do.
I feel like Cecily seeing Iggy going for him is, I mean, how is she doing with Lore's mama and sister?
She is doing all right. So she is managing, probably using, quickly throwing up spells of shield of sorts to kind of, like, block any oncoming attacks from both sides.
I feel like Cecily's going to walk up behind her while she's distracted and tap her on her shoulder, and when she turns around, she's just going to punch her right in the face.
Roll an act under pressure to walk behind her.
Okay.
Can't just do things. You gotta roll for it, babies.
Right, of course.
Can't just do things. Though you are very powerful. And don't forget that minus one because you're still in the same scene.
Oh my god. We need to go through that door.
Oh, that would have been a 10.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, man.
How a bummer, dude. with a 9, you are able to at least sneak an attack, but you don't completely surprise her. So you can roll to kick some ass.
Okay.
Laura, are you going to do anything or A? Because I have a move that I want to use that will help one of you guys.
Ooh.
Ooh.
If one of you guys are going to do something, I'm going to use that.
Okay.
Oh, let's go, Cecily.
Oh, shit.
It's still a 10. It's still a 10. Excellent. So with a 10, absolutely, you get to pick one additional thing for what you want to do.
I'm going to say put her where I want her.
Okay.
So she can't throw up spells and...
Okay, excellent.
Laura's mom and sister can... Time to eat, boys!
Girls.
Girls, sorry. That was the gay in me.
Sorry. Oh my god. Wait, never mind. Boys. Never mind.
We don't want to talk about all that. Anyway.
let's not think about it further.
All right. So what are you attacking her with? You're just punching at her?
Yeah, it was just a good old-fashioned punch.
I'll say that'll still do one harm, so I'll allow that. She does get to retaliate because there's always an option for her to hit you back.
Right.
She will, as you do punch her, she will glare towards you and immediately wave her hand, and you are now tied up once more, and you fall to the ground. She's like, stop that! And then she'll... So she has you where she wants you. And then she will, of course, immediately jump back from the werewolves, no longer being able to, like... She's just... Her magic is jammed after she's wrapped you in this magic. She's, like, trying to bring up the shields, and she's like, God damn it! She's just jumping out of the way now of these two werewolves who now have an advantage against her. And I will roll for them. That's an 8. So that ain't great. That ain't great. So I will say that they both do give her one harm each. So that's 2 harm. But then she will wrap them in magic. So Lorelai, you see your mom and your sister wrapped up in this magic as well. As she unlocks her magic and just like wraps them quickly. And she's like, enough! I am tired of this and I'm not made for this!
Hell fucking no. Lorelai gonna get angry. Mom and sister go down. I've had enough. She looks to her dad, asking if her dad has like any magic that he'd conjure up.
He will like start like flipping through the pages. I might, but it might take me a moment as I look. It's been a while.
Fine. Take all the time you need.
Sure. Knock him dead, sweetheart. And just thumbs up and starts looking.
Lorelai, at that point, she will call upon the Queen's Wrath.
I'm definitely using Party Starter on top.
Okay, so read Party Starter for us really quick.
So when another hunter wants to do something, I can play with the strings of possibilities to make things more spectacular.
Excellent. So you have to roll plus weird, right?
I have to roll plus weird to add to it.
Okay, let's go.
Minus 1 to that. So okay. It's a mix. So a mix, the hunter move goes off all right. The keeper grants an additional effect that's like a minor effect.
A minor effect. Okay.
But it's still something.
It's still something. Absolutely. So Lorelai, you have to roll for the Queen's Wrath.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
It's like the strings look like party, like the little poppers.
Yes, absolutely. Oh God, yes. I love
that's
that.
That's what she does to make it more spectacular when it's like that type of roll. It's like,
oh, but nice.
When, but all when right. It's like the bigger one, when it happens, you guys will see.
Is that a kick some ass for the Queen's Wrath?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Or was is it? Weird.
Hold on. I'm double checking because we'll just change that. It's weird, but what's your stat for weird?
Weird is two.
It's the same spell, so it's good. Same. Yeah, I won't make you reroll. Okay, so with a 10, vines covered in thorns and blooming flowers quickly spring forth and ensnare up to 3 small creatures or 1 large creature. She would count as a large creature. She will be pricked and affected by poison. All right.
Ooh, that
and
feels good.
I think what will happen is as as it pricks her, with the extra effect... I think it will knock her out, honestly. So it's almost like a Let's sleeping go. Vine. As she just goes, as the vines just wrap around her and then just prick into her neck and she just kind of falls asleep. So she is out for the count. The magic will, of course, then let go of your family members as well as Cecily. As she is knocked unconscious.
I gotta warm up. Annabelle says to herself,
shake out your hands.
That's what she's doing. She's like, oh, I gotta warm up.
All right, that just leaves one more.
Hey, what do you want to do?
After seeing Cecily get wrapped up and then release,
yeah.
Like, you're probably itching for some revenge, aren't you? And I will use magic to enchant Cecily's weapon.
Okay, go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay.
Oh my God, yay.
Oh,
excellent.
Hell fucking yes. What and it's advanced.
What do you want to infuse it with?
Make it look snazzy. I'm gonna say it's green fire.
Green fire. Oh, you've done this before. Yeah. Fancy.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's it just gets one plus one harm and it gets plus magic as an attribute.
Okay, excellent.
I mean, it's not much, but it's something. Then with the advance, the keeper will offer you some added benefits. So you can
I think instead of a plus one, it's going to grant a plus two.
Oh, fucking yes. Let's go.
All right. So, Cecily, your whip is now a magic green flame whip that now has a plus two and also has the attribute of magic to it.
Yes. Cecily, like, you know just what to get a girl, and then she's going to go right back at her.
She is out. So
left.
She's out. Oh god.
Yeah,
okay. She took her out.
Yeah, she's sleeping. She eepy.
Oh, good.
There's a whole pack of people here, right?
Huh?
There's a whole pack of people.
Oh here, yeah, there's right? A bunch of cult members that are now approaching as quickly as possible.
Well then Cecily's just gonna charge right into them.
100%. So you immediately whip out your whip, and I'm not even gonna make you roll for it because these are all just mundane people. You knock them to their feet as quickly as possible, and I'm gonna roll some dice, see how many you knock out. 10. You knock out 10.
Oh, damn.
Cecily, yeah, just wow. Whips it in a big circle around her as they're all rushing in.
Yep. There's quite a few left still, but you do knock out 10 of them. Back to Iggy. What do you want to do with Amy?
Let's see. So I'm thinking, with Martin kind of being a little bit berserk mode,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if I can like maybe two-prong attack our attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go, Iggy's going to star jump and see if either, and he'll either focus on Amy or myself, so I'm either way it's a win win. So he's gonna star jump.
Okay, playing. Go ahead and roll that star jump.
Mm-hmm, that's a plus weird.
Oh hey, Dice Destiny.
Let's go.
Oh, it's another negative one. So that means the next scene's also gonna have a negative one.
That's I could use on this one because that'll still make it a 12.
Yeah, it's going to add to the next scene, so that means the next scene's also going to have a negative one. So you still are in the scene with a negative one, so. That's fine. With a 13.
I get a negative one!
Sorry, I did that nice of
That's okay.
That was on me.
Hey, you know what? It makes it fun. So as you do your star jump, what do you want to happen?
Ooh, I'll become invisible too.
Okay, so you do a star jump and become invisible. Amy will take that as a motivation to start heading forward. She starts charging. I'm going to roll for her. I rolled a 9. So it's not perfect. It's definitely a mixed success. So she is going to reach Martin and immediately, like, distract him once more by, like, hitting her blade against his wrists. And you see blood kind of, like, moving down his arms as he's, like, holding back. He's definitely, like, in a boxer stance, which you would recognize, of course, Iggy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So can I do... Now that he's distracted, Iggy is going to, like float downwards, and he's going to just do, like, a massive, like, diving punch towards his head.
Yeah, roll to kick some ass.
So basically, it's going to be, I think this is going to be almost like the final punch, his final punch.
Oh.
Finishing move.
Finishing
move? I haven't had a chance to use that yet.
That's true. All right. Let me look at finishing move really quick.
Yep.
All right. Whoops. That's the wrong one. Where's finishing move? There he is. There it is. Okay. Instead of rolling, Iggy can choose to instead take harm to deal harm. One-on-one for a max of 3 harm. Iggy spends 3 harm by focusing energy into his punch and hits for 3 harm. If Iggy is already unstable section of the harm tracker, roll to act under pressure. You are not currently unstable, so you're fine. So you can just choose how much harm you want to spend to push that harm into it.
Okay, so first I'm going to roll kick some ass.
With the finishing move, you don't roll. You spend harm for harm, so it's just an automatic hit. That's why it's harm for harm. So technically, it doesn't add on the damage. It instead just makes it so you can't miss.
Oh fuck yeah! Then this is gonna be straight up.
And he can't react to it either.
Yeah, it's gonna be straight up 3 harm towards
three
this
harm.
Face.
So you must subtract 3 harm from yours. Ignore armor.
Yep, that will make me exactly unstable.
Okay, you are now unstable. All right, and. I think he's at unstable as well. All right. So you bring down the punch, and as he pushes off the sword and immediately tries to hold back, that's when you bean him in the face. And he will kind of fall backwards and then immediately go into another stance. He is bloodied and beaten, but he is standing at the ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Anyone else want to go?
Hey, somebody want to help me out with
the big guy over here? Now that Iggy's... I can tell that Iggy's on the ground, right?
Iggy's not on the ground. Iggy's up, but he is having some issues.
Okay. I can tell that he's... Could I tell that he's, unstable, more or less?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I'm going to use Changing Fate on him.
Okay.
Which I can tap into my...
Y'all got your healer back. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank God. This is the perfect time to have one back, right?
That's why. I don't have to roll for anything.
Find out more.
Let me look at it.
It doesn't say. That's why I'm asking.
I will double check because I wrote the moves. Yeah. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
No changing problem. Fate, you said?
Yeah, changing fate because I can't use the other one.
Yeah. Annabelle can tap into the Overseer's ability to stop a creature from dying, 7 harm on the tracker, or unconscious and unstable. As long as they are not already dead, this stabilizes the creature and sends them to the sanctum. So you would send them to the sanctum for this.
Ooh, yeah. Mm.
What was the other one you can't use? What was that one?
The other one was if I roll, it's the Chosen Divine.
The Chosen Divine.
Which would let me heal injuries or disease, but I would have to go and touch him, which I would move up and do.
I think that you could definitely make your way. Roll an act under pressure to see if you can make it to him.
Okay.
Go.
Let me see.
Don't forget that -1.
I got a 10.
Okay.
Oh my God, y'all are doing fantastic.
That was the right time to do
it. So with that act under pressure, you are able to move, so now you can roll plus weird for that move.
Okay. Hopefully it'll work.
Don't forget that -1 once more. Nice, 13. You get to hold 2, so you get to do 2 of the effects.
Okay, so I will... Could it be on 2 different people because I have the 2?
You'd have to be able to touch that other person, so...
Well. How far is Amy from him? Yeah, that was where my brain was going.
I will allow it because Amy is really relatively close by.
Yeah, so what she'll do is she'll like reach out both arms and the strings will attach to Iggy and heal him.
Okay.
For how much?
So you are up to stable. So yeah. You remove one harm.
Yeah.
All right.
And then
okay.
The other hand will come out and it'll kind of have more of a different golden glow. And I'll add a barrier. So a plus one or actually a plus two because she's technically an NPC.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. She is an NPC. Armor. Very good. Yeah. All right. So you add plus two for armor for her. All right.
Do you want... It, like right that thing, like thanks, Belle. He opens his mouth and like this, like a sign of like badass. She spits, not realizing his mask still on. Like,
ew.
Oh, it's in my mouth. Oh, that was supposed to be different.
That would have looked so cool if you didn't spit in your mask. All right,
yucky. Anyway, anyone else want to do
anything? So he's a little better now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little better.
How's everybody
now,
else yeah. doing? I wonder.
I'm not unstable anymore, basically.
And I will say that both Ramona and Martin are unstable.
Okay.
Well, Ramona's knocked out.
All right.
Ramona is knocked out, but she's also unstable.
Yeah. Like, okay. You could finish her off.
Okay. Laura's going to look her dad, wondering how that spell's going.
He will look towards you. What kind of spell were you hoping for, darling?
Something that'll take both of them out.
Both of them out. Oh yeah. Well, they're both doing fairly poorly. What would you like me to do with them?
Get them out of her hair.
Oh, you want them gone? I understand. I might have a teleportation spell. One moment, and he starts to quickly flip. Yes, I do. I have a teleportation spell. And you see him immediately hold out the book. The book begins to float up a little bit, and he holds out his hand, and you see a magic circle appear. I would like for you to roll plus weird because you're going to grant him magic for this. Shit! Making you roll.
Oh no.
Oof!
Okay, still mix.
Alright, so with a mixed success, one of them will be sent away.
Your pick, Lorelei. Right now we're at an advantage against Martin because it's literally, like, all of us against him.
You can get rid of the bitch that was hurting your your mom and sister.
Yeah, we're gonna get rid of that bitch.
You got it. He will point his hand as he recognizes that only one will work. He looks towards you as your eyes move towards Ramona. He'll move his hand towards Ramona, and you just see this magic portal open and swallow her up, and she is now gone.
I just kind of sidle up to him like, incidentally, where do they go?
That's a good question. And he immediately starts looking at the book again.
In the meantime, we still got Martin over here.
Martin just glares towards you all. And he just shakes his head. Fine, then. And he's just going to slam his feet against the ground. And you see two stone golems begin to form.
That's new.
Can Cecily do anything to stop him from casting? Like,
you can certainly try. What would you like to do?
Cecily is going to use her web, and they're still in the woods-ish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to loop it on a tree branch overhead and just swing fly kick into him.
Oh man! All right. Go ahead and roll to kick some ass.
Okay.
Damn.
Easy enough.
Nice.
I'm going to use your whip's damage for that.
Okay.
So your whip's damage did 2 harm, is that correct?
Let me see. I think that's right. That sounds right.
Okay. So that was plus 2 more harm, so 4 harm?
Plus 2 harm, yeah. And sorry, so yeah. Plus 2 more harm.
Excellent. So you immediately launch yourself to Martin, and you're aiming for him in the head, right?
Oh yes. Another kick to the face.
Your boot meets it, and you hear the sound of cracking bones. His neck breaks.
Oh.
He falls.
Oh. Oh shit.
Well,
Wait, what?
He was unstable, what? And he had 4 harm left. He's dead.
Wait, she killed him?
Or so you think.
You did. Oh. Yeah, he
turned. Honestly, you beat Iggy to it.
As he lies there, the neck cracks back.
Oh.
And he looks towards you, and you hear Lilith's voice come out. So you do have it in you to kill someone. Interesting.
Well, it wasn't like a deliberate thing. I wasn't expecting his neck to be so flimsy.
Nonsense. And she stands up and you hear the crack back. And then he just looks towards you. Again, now very feminine in action as Lilith has taken over this body. His form is of no use to me any longer, so I might as well use it to address you all. So you do have it in you. Interesting. And yet you choose to fight me. What if we instead made a deal?
Oh no, that's never gonna happen.
Well, you haven't even heard what the deal would be.
I mean, I don't necessarily need to, but hey, if you are feeling chatty, go for it, sister.
You do enjoy pushing buttons, don't you? Don't forget what I can do. And she'll hold up her hand as if to snap, which you remember last time she killed about 15 cult members this way.
I hold up a hand and go, hold on.
Oh, you've learned. Excellent.
I approach and why don't we all promise to hear each other out? No bloodshed. You can go back to whatever bloodshed you want to do afterwards, but let's parlay first.
A parlay would be interesting, and I'm definitely not against it. Your overseer might be.
Just say your deal.
I want the power within Willbranch. That is a fact, meaning I want that wish. You all are aware of this. So instead of causing the demise of Willbranch, as my wish would do, I will change my wish. Get what I want while protecting Willbranch.
Iggy takes a deep breath, and he just starts walking towards the door.
So that's a no, then.
I heard you, and that's all I owed you.
Hmm.
And he just turns to the rest of the group. Are you guys coming? Iggy will not raise his voice. I will go inside myself if I have to. Iggy has been like, his rage has been starting to build ever since this whole battle started.
She begins to chuckle.
Cecily is up and going with you, I feel like.
She begins to chuckle. If you don't take my deal, that's fine. It just continues as it has been. But I also want to see that rage within you. It's quite marvelous.
That wasn't rage. That was defending people that I cared about. And if you care about anyone, maybe you would understand.
You can lie to me all you wish, Cecily Kincaid. But I know exactly how you all feel. And you could lie to me all you want. You hate me. And that's fine. But don't try and deny that you don't. Because if you didn't, you would be trying to save me. As you did with all the others. But you're shifting. You're changing. You're becoming something brand new. And you didn't need my help to do it.
Why would we save someone who obviously doesn't want to be saved?
Right.
You've certainly tried before.
You obviously know exactly what you want. We're not going to change your mind. And you can't have Willbranch. So, here we are.
I wonder how the wish will react to you all now. Curious. Then she turns around And you see now the form shift and become Elizabeth's form. And then she looks back towards all of you. I wish you luck, then. May we meet at the final door. And then you see her vanish.
As soon as she's vanished, Iggy will just open the knob, or turn the knob. Are you guys coming?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely coming.
I feel Ew. Like Cecily.
Not is... like.
Ew.
I just, family I friendly! Family friendly!
This is the fuck around and find out group. This is not family friendly. Let's be honest with each other here. Cecily just killed a man. Let's go.
Listen. Gonna say, I feel like Cecily's not really okay.
Hey.
No, that cat chaos is happening off screen.
Cat chaos, catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
So cat-tastrophe. I will say, Annabelle, as you are in tune with emotions and such, and especially with your friends, Cecily is not doing well.
Yeah, she'll like finish checking up on like Lorelai's family, and she'll like scoot over to Cecily. You okay?
She's like, I killed someone.
Yeah.
And Lilith, what if she's right? Like, that is not ever anything that I've ever wanted to do. He was super strong. I don't have superpowers. I don't have any superpower, really. I'm not strong.
Hey. You were protecting your friends and making sure nothing happened. He was going to kill us, whether we stopped him, really, if we wouldn't have.
I mean, I tell myself that I was protecting you all, but I don't know. There's a line.
You know, the world isn't so black and white. We know that. We're seeing it everywhere. We just gotta do our best. Especially because if we don't, we don't know what's gonna happen. I mean, we can see what could happen.
I feel like Cecily's like, I don't want to be a killer. And she just starts crying.
And Annabelle will embrace her.
She'll hug her back. She's like, you know, just wanted to protect the town that I grew up in and graduate high school and, you know, not have a body count.
Hey. You're doing what you can do best. And I know everybody's really stressed out about everything. I mean, I've never heard Iggy talk like that before. And it's not going to be easy from here on out. I won't lie to you. But together we can do this. Okay?
Cecily nods. She's like, I didn't mean to kill him.
I know you didn't. I know you don't want to hurt anyone. You're not a bad person, Cecily. And neither was he. He was influenced by words and by promises from someone who fed him things. We just have to try from here, you know?
Cecily will hug her again and be like, we have to get these keys and put an end to this before anyone else gets hurt.
We will. We have to.
You all step through the door after some time of contemplation and processing.
I'm going to, as we're coming through the door, I'm going to go, hey, at least there's a bright side to this whole thing. We know Lilith's on the back foot now. She wouldn't have tried to change the terms of the deal unless she knew she had something to lose.
That is quite a feat, Amy will agree. Demons will not back out of their original deals.
Yep. Which means we have her on the ropes.
And I know exactly what to wish for if we get there.
I believe that's Yugi.
What? I didn't hear that last part. What?
Oh, I said, I leave that to you, Iggy.
All right.
Is that wise? Is that wise?
Nope. But you know what? When have we ever done anything that's wise? And it always worked out.
And don't misconstrue my words. It's not that I don't believe you a capable person. You are showing nothing but capability, especially the way you fought just a moment ago. But I also want to add caution. I'm going to head in and look and see what damages are being caused while you all take care of this. But this wish, I have a feeling that it will also respond to emotion with what she said. Proceed with caution. Don't let it twist your wish. That's all I wish to say.
Iggy just nods.
I believe in all of you. And Cecily, I know it's not easy when battle changes like that. Battle changes us. And I hope and pray that you will never have to take another life. That is my wish for you. And she pats your shoulder strongly. Now go.
Still, like, wiping her eyes, I feel like.
Stay strong. I see you as nothing less than you were a moment prior.
She's like, well, I'm the prettiest murderer I know anyway.
You're not a murderer. You're a warrior.
She kind of leans into, like, just kind of shoulder leans into Amy briefly and is like, thank you.
Amy will nod.
She's like, it's fine. We need to get these keys and stop her.
Go. I will assess the town. She looks towards you all and then nods and starts to run into the town.
Final battle is coming. Get them ready.
You all move into the door. The door closes behind you. You all find yourself in a space that you have not recognized before. There is a cozy hearth lit. It's like a log cabin here. And there is a singular bed and a table and a chair with a journal resting open on the table.
This feels kind of familiar.
And you all see Nicholas Kincaid standing in the center. He is not just the silhouette. He is in his full form. So, you all have made it this far. I am the last door, the last safeguard. This was my final attempt to protect Wilbranch.
So what now?
I didn't think I would actually fully meet you in person, if I may say. So I'm a little, what's the term? Starstruck? Maybe.
Starstruck.
By us?
Of course. This is not an easy feat to get through to. The fact that you all enter like nothing. The fact that you can open the door as if it's just a simple door. You must understand, the safeguard I created should not allow anyone in. But it is because I am getting weaker. I am losing my strength. When I lost my friend, I lost my mind slowly. And so I did this. My last ditch effort. I missed seeing my friends grow. I missed seeing their children grow. I missed seeing all of it. Willbranch expanding and growing and becoming a town. I missed out on everything. In one final ditch effort to protect it. But even still, things are coming for it.
Are you going to ask us a question?
He nods. Throughout my time, I hoped that I could remain here forever and protect Willbranch. A place that my sister called dear. But I missed seeing everything. All of it. For the sake of protecting a town that I would not know in the future. And even now, I do not want to rest. I find fear in that. It's terrifying. And I wonder, what do you do when closure never comes? That is my question for you. Out of all of this, you hope for respite, closure of some kind, but what if closure does not come? What will you do then?
Well, I mean, if you ask me, I think it's an impossible question to answer. It's said, I don't know by who, but it's said that one wonder closes, another one opens. Even if you don't find the closure you want, there's not really any sort of closure, period. You just open up another chapter. If you don't find closure, you just keep going until you find something, anything. And if you wrap up the things that you were pursuing, you don't just stop. You keep going, keep learning, you keep living. So the answer to what happens when you don't find closure is impossible. Because as long as you're alive, there is no closure. There's just more opportunities.
He looks towards the rest of you.
In the same vein as A, the only thing you can do is just keep walking forward until you may not find the closure you were expecting, but you hold on to the hope that you'll find the closure you need.
He continues to look between all of you, waiting for the next answer.
Bill, I know you're new to this, but this won't end until we all answer the question.
You guys said it best. I mean, we don't know what could happen. And
well,
we don't know.
More to say.
it's really that. You can't count on the what ifs. You just got to keep going and... I mean, it's not easy to forget the past and hope for things to happen and the closure that you want, but that's normal for humans to want something, but we can't move forward if we do that.
He nods a bit.
Cecily will be like, what is closure anyway? I mean, my closure might just be someone else's beginning.
My closure is someone else's beginning. The words resonate with him. Mm. He smiles a little bit for the first time. Do you believe that that could be my closure?
Yeah, I do.
No matter what happens next, your decisions will end all of this. For the good of Will Branch or for the good of yourselves, that's all up to you. The wish exists not because of me, not because of Everett Middleton, but because of one girl who was thrust into all of this. A girl who fell in love and was used in a bigger plot to become a god against her will. And even then, you must understand that that wish came from one desire that only she could bring forth in a world of unfairness and turmoil and rage. That wish came out of kindness, out of care, out of love. As much as Lilith would wish you all to fall into a darker path, and as much as it feels like you're following that path, don't lose sight of yourselves. You are all hardened by this, that is truth. You're all weary. You're all exhausted. And just want this to be done. But there is greater purpose in all that you have done. And there is a deeper meaning to you. There was a deeper meaning to me, and a deeper meaning to her. You are a wondrous thing. To be treasured, to be adored, and to be loved. Never forget that. May I have your keys? He'll hold out his hand.
What a day.
Cecily will hand her keys over.
Yep, and A will reach into his pockets and bring his out.
You see the keys float up and into his hands, and then he will press them all together into a orb of light. And in the center, a golden key is formed. He holds it, lifts it up, and it shoots up and through the barrier. The door will be opened. And it will acknowledge that which she found dear. That is the last defense mechanism. You are all treasures of hers. Do not lose sight of that. And thank you for caring for the town that grew without me. The town that grew without us, despite our faults. And I'm so sorry that this was thrust upon you all. And he bows his head towards you all. And he lifts his head high, and he begins to vanish. Take care of yourselves, no matter what happens next in the possibilities. And he vanishes away.
Iggy turns to the rest of the group and he just looks at, guys, I know exactly what we have to wish for. And this may sound crazy, but he kind of clears his head. We have to save Lilith. But we have to get there first to do it. You guys have any questions? I could tell you all about it, but surprised you're not questioning me here, guys. This is usually something you guys are questioning or calling me crazy.
Oh, I mean, I think that's what this has all been pointing to.
Okay. If you guys permit me, when we get there, if we get that wish, when we get that wish, if you can make me, give me this one selfless act, let me be the one to say the wish. I'm asking you guys.
Of course. I don't care who says it at all. If this means that much to you, say it 1,000 times.
All right. Well, first we have to get there before Lilith butts in. This is it, guys.
The room around you glitters and begins to fade without you being able to reach the door, which shocks you all for a moment. But Annabelle, you recognize this magic. And you all find yourself in the sanctum. Archer looks towards you all. Just kind of smiles a bit. Okay, so how did it go?
I think I know what we have to do.
Okay. Just be careful. I think things have had a funny way of not working the way we hope they will.
What do you mean? What's going on?
Well, you know.
He turns to the monitors.
You can see the Coven and Red have taken Will Branch.
Oh, no.
Lilith and her forces invaded when you all went into the door. We held them off the best we could, but it's really the final showdown, so I wanted to make sure I pulled you here because I'm sure they were waiting by that door.
Is Cecily, is Lorelai's family okay?
Iggy, I don't know how to tell you this. I don't know how to tell all of you this. Nobody's okay. Nobody's dead, but they're weak.
So it's just us.
Yeah. Because right now, my magic is needed to keep them all. He bites his lip, and Annabelle, you understand exactly what he's saying. His hands are shaking. As he looks towards his hands, I'm doing the best I can. But I can't help you in this fight.
You're doing something way more important.
I know.
It had to be us.
I know.
It had to be us.
She'll grab his hands.
He looks towards you quickly. I'm fine. I'm managing. I'm holding so many threads at once, I'm being pulled thin.
We're here now.
Will join in with the hug, actually. Like,
oh.
Come on, everyone.
Archer will look towards everyone.
Cecily, of course, is joining on the hug.
Oh, A is in.
That was Lorelai.
I love you all.
Love you too, Iggy. Love you guys.
I'm gonna finish this.
I understand how it works. The wish. I needed to tell you all this before you all left. And as you all kind of pull away, he looks towards each of you. It responds to the Overseer's power, which is why they can't get into the door. If the Overseer's power is gone, anyone can access it. That's why they're doing this. They're trying to weaken me. But the power is split up. You all have a piece of that power. If I didn't give you all that piece, oh, we would be in shit. So I'm glad you all convinced me to do that.
Well, we dodged the ball on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda.
Kinda, yeah. But it does make me weaker. If I go down, you all will be the strongest things here in Will Branch. It won't respond to just one of you. It will respond to all of you. You all have to have the same wish in your hearts. It has to be unanimous. There can be no doubt. We're safe here for a moment. I'm holding time as best as I can. Time is at a standstill. That's the only way I can make sure no one dies. So you can have a moment of respite to make sure you're not going in with too much harm. So take this moment to rest. Don't rush out there, please, for me. That's all I ask of you. I don't want to lose anybody. He looks downward. I'm trying my best not to lose anybody.
Okay, Archer. We'll stay here and cover first.
Yeah, Iggy. Do you want to go to the pool?
Yeah, I should probably clean the mask up.
What happened? Archer just laughs a bit. Huh?
Just a lot of power went into his attacks, and he just needs a little cleanup is all.
I thought you were going to tell me something silly, like he spat in his mask.
No, shoot! This is really cold water.
He'll nod towards you. I need to focus on this, but...
Yeah.
Rest. I have you all for now. And I hate that I'm going to have to rely on you all soon, but... I believe in all of you. He smiles towards you all, and then he moves to go deeper into the sanctum. Where the... pedestal is the one where all the strings are connected. And we, as viewers, can see a huge knot in the center, which was not how it was prior. It was cleaner then, last time you all saw it. But everything is coming together. He looks down towards it. Everything is merging into one possibility. This is really it. Hopefully we don't fuck it up. He just nods a bit and then moves his hands to the knot and takes hold. And that's where we're going to end the session.
This is it, guys.
Emotional damage. Oh, no. What happened?
I have chills from all this.
Oh, we have a dice of destiny. Shut.
Oh my god.
Hey, reroll!
Welcome into play. I guaranteed that. Oh. Will come into play. I can tell already.
Here we go. Thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us. This is Will Branch High Senior Year, our Month of the Week campaign. We went a little bit over, but it's finale, so give me that a little bit. And now is. I have hiccups how emotional that was. Now is my favorite part where everybody gets to talk about their favorite parts. So, or gets kudos. What would you like to do? Would you like to give any, anyone want to give any favorite parts or kudos?
Let's give fucking kudos for Susie getting to join us for one last
time. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I just want to be clear. Like, I'm so happy we all got to come here for the last trip. Because first, you know, Landy had to bow out, and then we had to go without Susie also. So the fact that we're all here, I'm just so fucking happy we're all here.
Yay!
Yeah, you got your healer back.
God, if they need it. Holy shit. Woof.
That must have been rough. No, I'm really happy to be back and to see how amazing you guys are with like your moves and everything. Oh my god, I'm like, I gotta relearn all this real quick so I can be right.
Yeah, you're doing really
toss
well,
you back in the pool.
Yeah, man, I had to add because I was so behind. I was like, I gotta read up. Oh, I gotta do this. Oh god.
It's all good. Anyone else have any favorite parts or kudos they want to grant?
I just want to talk about I just want to give kudos to everybody for the chaos.
That was a lot of chaos.
Chaos. Including the GM, because you rolled with the chaos too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. I'm very tired.
It's full party chaos and you ran with it.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you all running with my chaos. Anyone
Thank
else have
Thank you, Andy, for saying that. I love holding back.
Oh yeah, I saw that too, yeah.
Yeah. I've been dreaming of that scene like for the finale for a while now, so
and I love Lorelai calling in her family to help. That was so good. I got to see Pup.
Oh yeah. My god, I know, I love Pup.
That was just for Susie. Like,
the good boy.
I feel bad about the death, I ain't gonna lie. But that's why I let you all know that they were unstable, too. So I was like, giving you an opportunity. But I mean, like, shit. I understand completely the actions that happened.
Yeah.
Woof. I mean, you know, on one hand, in character, it's rough.
Yes.
But out of character, fuck that guy.
Yeah. All right.
Well, he was the baddie who's going to literally
true.
Punch.
I'm
like,
pretty sure he wouldn't have hesitated to kill
us. Can I kill them now?
To be fair, you started pissing him off a lot, my guy.
Yeah, boy, is Iggy I did. That.
Honestly, if you wouldn't have your sister there, you would have been dead.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
Yeah.
You would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The player character to be gone.
You had like 5 chances to knock it off, too, I feel like.
Yeah. You know, several chances, and he took all of them.
You fucked around and you've almost found out.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I did.
Jesus.
Any other favorite parts or kudos anyone wants to grant before we call it a night? That's fair. It's very tiring. We're very tired.
It's been a while.
So, next session is the finale. So, it's exciting, isn't it? We'll say goodbye to these characters.
Oh my god.
That's it. This is it, babies. You've made it to the end.
Lay them off. Kill them.
No.
Sorry.
I don't wanna.
I thought about Dungeons and Dragons.
So when we return next week, is normally our off week, but we are continuing because we're almost done and we want to start pre-production, of course, of Apocalypse Keys. So hopefully you'll be able to join us for that. That would be fantastic if you would. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping to have a little bit of an epilogue at the end of that session. So we're getting down to the nitty gritty. And then, of course, we will have our table round table discussion about the whole campaign, which Susie will also be a part of. Yes. So
I'll be
fun.
Hosting and give me some questions on.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm terrified of those questions as a GM because I don't know how many I'm going to be like, oh, no, not that question. So we'll find that out. Anyway, but thank you, everybody, so much for hanging out with us. We really do appreciate you being here for part one of our finale next week. Part 2 of our finale. We call
it
a...
Could we?
Huh?
could we tomorrow?
No, I got D&D tomorrow.
You guys want to end now?
I got D&D tomorrow. I can't. I got another.
Darn.
Yeah, bummer. We got strides. Yeah. But appreciate all of you so much for being here. I don't know if there's anybody available to raid. So I have to check. 1 second. One moment, please. Will I figure it out? I'm getting there. Slowly but surely, mute site. No one's awake. Everyone's EP. So we're going to call it a day. So thank you, everybody, so much for hanging out with us. We really do appreciate it. And we'll hopefully see you next week. I will be live on Sunday with more Boulder's Date. That's the next stream that I'm having. So you'll miss me for a few days. But until then, stay safe, be kind, and we shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. I want you to know.